That building was instrumental in the success that British cycling had in the last two Olympic Games. And I've spent a lot of time here, loved every minute of it, and it's great to see the building get a new lease of life with a new frontage on it, so people can come in and watch the work that's going on there.
Science and engineering is crucial now to athletics of all kinds.
I think what we showed when we set up what came to be known as the Secret Squirrel Club prior to Beijing, in the four-year run-up to Beijing, that technology is an integral part in a lot of sports, not just cycling. UK Sport invested in it heavily and they got a massive return, and then we kept that going for London and it had a significant impact on the results there. So I think people are starting to look at, rather than just the history of sporting events, they're looking at the demands of the sporting events, and so you're going to see people coming to or wanting to come to places like this more and more.
The individual sportsmen and women, what was the experience like for them? Was it a bit of a revelation to see how their times could be improved?
Well, the original concept we had, I rather naively thought, we'll have one or two individuals that help us do the tests, we'll get the results, take it back to the team and they'll use it. And I found that I would take the results back to the team and then only 20% of them actually took it up, and I couldn't believe it. And it was because arrogantly I'd missed the fact that they'd totally committed to doing something one way, and somebody had come and said, oh, you don't do it that way. So we realised the 20% that had been in the wind tunnel with us. So we brought them all down to the wind tunnel, put them in there, let them experiment, let them see what the effect was on their performance. So they became part of it. They were their experiments, and then all of them took the technology. So it became as much a psychological tool as it was a scientific one. And so all of the athletes, the likes of Vicky Pendleton, Sir Chris Hoy, they've all been through the university here and spent several, not hours, days in the wind tunnel here, honing positions and looking at equipment.
Seeing is believing.
It absolutely is. I didn't realise until we got into the process that that was pivotal, that the athletes had to be part of it. You were asking them to change the culture, change the way they did things, and to get people to change culture is always hard. So it had to be their choice. So we didn't tell them what to do. We gave them the information and we gave them a piece of equipment and we said, why don't you try moving your elbows like that? They watched the results and they made a choice, so it belonged to them.
And it's a partnership that will be continuing in future?
It is. I've done my stint now. I've pulled back. I'm no longer leading the team. I handed over to a gentleman called Anthony Pennell. He used to own the Red Bull F1 team, so highly qualified, much more so than me. Wholly different perspective. It's in new hands now, but definitely still ongoing and definitely still the association with the university.